Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJAN, our chance to speak with Atlantic Head football coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for coming in.
Well, Coach, first off, we'll touch a little bit here on last week, road trip there to Ballard, and just one of those games that, you know, things didn't go your way. It just was kind of from the get-go, I think, a lot of things that weren't maybe clicking for your team, and it's one you just got to put behind you.
Yeah, we were kind of in the right spot, right places. We just didn't make a tackle, or we were at the right block. We just didn't stay on the right block. So it was kind of one of those things that we needed to block a little bit longer, tackle a little bit better. But the kids were in the right spot, and hopefully it'll come that now that we're in the right spot that we'll make the right play. So kind of just keep building off of that and kind of remember that we graduated 16 starters and we're getting experience. We're getting a lot of younger guys some time and making sure that we trust that they're going to get better while they're out there.
Yeah, every week you want to see improvement. I'm sure, you know, we talked before last week that you were hoping some of that momentum from the previous week was going to carry over. Just didn't necessarily happen that way last week. I thought one thing that maybe kind of was noticeable on the offensive side, things just weren't quite crisp. It looked like a lot of times that connection between center and quarterback and then even handing off to the running back just wasn't quite where you needed it to be. That takes a little extra time. It gives that defense an opportunity to get in there, and that happened a lot to you last week?
Yeah, we kind of struggled there with some pressure up the middle, not necessarily on Brendan there at center, but kind of some exchanges there, and then just some good blitz that they had set up at us that we had struggled with that we didn't communicate well enough up front. And then kind of the running backs working our handoffs still that we're struggling there, just receiving that ball instead of trying to lunge out and get after it. But again, sophomore, junior, fullback, running back that haven't played a lot, especially with a junior quarterback that's not used to going under center as much, that it's kind of a struggle there at times, but we're starting to click, we're starting to get better. And we worked on it in practice. We'll continue to work on it every day. It's one of those things that just doesn't go away. But definitely working on that aspect of it and getting the timing and the rhythm, and it kind of helps when you start with success rather than trying to catch up and press and put a lot of pressure on yourselves to make everything perfect when we're behind. There's nothing more than 6 points that you can earn on a touchdown. You can't make it a 20, 30-point touchdown, or PATs are still worth one and field goals are worth three. So it's just something we got to chip away at and not put too much pressure on ourselves and make sure we stay within ourselves in the game.
Obviously, you have conversations after games and watch film and pointing things out. I guess do you feel like your guys are responding well to the criticism that they received after last week?
Yeah, we're getting there. It's different for some of them. We haven't really been in a spot where a lot of these guys are watching themselves on film. They're kind of watching other people in years past of, hey, don't do this, or hey, don't do this. But it's definitely eye-opener there, and we had a little discussion. It's never as bad as you think. It's never as good as you think, but the eye in the sky doesn't lie. So if you didn't make it on film, you didn't make it on film. It's like, well, I would have got there. No, like the film doesn't lie. And we definitely talked about it more on Monday that, you know, we kind of sent some guys down to JV there to get some more reps, more experience, more playing time, that they're younger guys that we thought needed that extra playing time without sacrificing the minutes of other kids. A lot of guys got in. A lot of guys were rotating, just getting those extra reps rather than on Monday watching film, doing our speed and conditioning stuff, that they went and played a game. We were definitely conscious of their quarters, conscious of how many snaps that they can take, and making sure that we were smart about that, and definitely trying to get as many guys as many reps as possible.
Well, and now you get to turn the page, I guess, so to speak. You know, the non-district portion of the schedule is over. Now you're getting to district play, and this is when each game really, really has that bigger importance, you know, heading down the stretch if you want to try to make yourself into a playoff contending team, and it starts this week against a good ADM squad.
Yeah, we talked about the new season starts Tuesday. We talked on Tuesday, the new season starts today. You could be 4-0, you can be 0-4, and it doesn't matter what you do. It matters what you do from here on out. So we talked about Kemper a couple years ago, or 0-4 in district play our first year in 2A. They go 5-0 in the district. District champs means you get to go to the playoffs. It's not going to be the seed you want, but as long as you're in, you're in. We had talked about from here on out, it doesn't matter what you've done in the past. Just moving forward, and even if you get one loss in district play, top two teams go. So you can't have probably more than one loss in this district. It's a pretty solid district overall. We didn't set ourselves up for success there with being 1-3 coming out of district play, but our RPI should help us because we played some pretty good teams. We've been battle tested, and we've seen a lot of what teams can throw at us. And our district threw the best two, arguably best three there, kind of going with Creston at the end of the year. Teams that we're going to see, and ADM and Harlan are phenomenal football teams that they're probably going to be up there with Creston as well at the top of the district. That you got to beat two out of these three teams, otherwise you're not going to be in contention of that district first two seats. It's definitely going to come down really early to playing well and making sure you're in the right spot, making the right play.
Well, and you get to go up against a team here that the program, I guess, itself is not totally unfamiliar with. This is a team that has been in your district previously, and a trip that at least you're familiar with the location and the setup and all that good stuff. But a team traditionally that likes to spread the ball around and kind of get it out in the flats and get it in open space to their guys. It looks like this year they maybe are keeping on the ground a little bit more than is traditional for them, and that starts with the guy at quarterback. Looks like their quarterback, Matt Dufault, really likes to take it down and run with it.
Yeah, it starts, ends, middle, beginning, whatever you want to call it with the Dufault kid. He's a stud. I think they have him listed at like 6'3", 6'4", 215, 225. Around those, well, he walks in, like, you know who he is. He's a captain for him. He's a senior leader. The ball's not going to go up much out of his hands. They're going to put it back there, and they're going to roll with their best guy, I think, against – was it North Polk that he carried it 47 times in a game? So if they find something that works, they're going to stick with it. So it's definitely about us as coaches making adjustments on the fly, and kind of starts and ends with number 12 there. That he's a guy, he's a dude, and that's who we're definitely keying on and trying to stop.
As far as the structure of the offense goes, what are you seeing from him there? Is it still kind of spread you out and then let him run?
Yeah, it's definitely a spread style of running game. They're trying to get as many guys as they can out of the box, and they're letting their athletic linemen up front kind of zone read there, try to get guys on the edge, push them side to side, and then Dufault sees a gap, puts his foot in the ground, and tries to get 5-6 yards on a full head of steam, and then if you don't make that tackle, that 5-6 turns into a big gain. We'll see a lot of the similar stuff with the QB read there, that they're going to ride that running back on those Glenwood type of run there with the quarterback up the middle, that we really have to stay home and really read our linemen this week, like we should every week. That's just something that we've struggled with, so we've been hammering that and definitely trying to get in there and say, hey, it's a read, but it's got to be a smart read on our part. We can't just go flying way off to the sides and then him run it straight up the middle. So we got to be disciplined and sound in our game and read our keys this week.
When you turn it to the other side, when you guys line up on offense, what are you looking from them formation-wise or defensively, and how do you hope to attack them?
Oh, they'd run like a college 4-3 is what it's called, a true 4-3 look with their seven guys in the middle. They don't move them. They're not going to, like, if we line up in a different formation or trips or doubles, those seven guys are their best tacklers. They're their guys in the middle there. And they do a phenomenal job of reading their keys, and they don't second-guess themselves. They fly to the football, and they do an excellent job there of being aggressive, being sound, being disciplined. And once they make a read, they're sticking with it. Even if they're wrong, they're going to be wrong at 1,000 miles an hour at linebacker. That makes them dangerous. They're fast, athletic, and they get after it.
And it looks like a team, too, that's pretty opportunistic as far as taking the ball away. They've done that quite a bit, 5 fumble recoveries and 3 interceptions so far on the year. So obviously something that you want to keep in mind as far as being responsible and making sure you're taking care of that football, too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of being disciplined, being sound. But the Benetti kid over at defensive end, he wears 23. He's causes havoc back there. He's got 4 sacks on the year. They kept track of, like, pressures, hurries, or any of that. In high school, he'd have a heck of a lot more. He's back there, and that kind of makes some quarterbacks uneasy. They kind of rush the throw, and then they capitalize on that. They do a really good job of getting out of their breaks fast and jarring that ball loose, or Benetti just kind of rushes a throw, and they're there, and they capitalize on it. So it's definitely another guy there that we got to keep an eye on. That's athletic, that's big, that's fast, and he's got a motor that they do a really good job of setting him up for success, and that's definitely something we've been working on this week.
What's one of the biggest things you want to see from your guys here early in this game this week?
to set the tone early. We're changing some guys up front, and we're going to see if it works. We got some injuries, some nicks, some bruises, and we're going to find the five toughest guys that want to play. So we're going to see the five guys up front, if they can gel, mesh, and get after it up front. And that's definitely a point of emphasis, is to run the football.
Well, another road trip here, not near as daunting as last week. It's a little bit easier drive just down the interstate. So hopefully we get a good contingency of Trojan fans that go on the road here to come out and support these guys.
Yeah, absolutely. The kids are playing hard. The kids are doing everything in their power to give you guys a good effort, good show out there. So we really hope the community still joins us, sees us, and hopefully that we can continue the success that they expect.
All right, Coach, we appreciate you joining us again.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Atlantic head football coach Joe Brummer. That's another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN.